Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Convincing and Convicting.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged." During this pandemic tide, as we wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, each of us hiding out, as it were, in our own upper rooms, we have been listening to Jesus tell his disciples some hard truths. He will leave them, and it will be good that he leaves them, so that the Counselor sent by him will come to them. The apostles must have been looking at Jesus and at each other when he said this, puzzled by the slow reveal of this new mysterious person whose job description grows ever more expansive and powerful. The Counselor is to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That's a lot to unpack in one homily, so I'm not even going to try. Convince. That word startled me. The New Testament translation, which we hear at Mass in the U.S., has the less gentle word, convict. Either way, whether the Holy Spirit convinces or convicts, he is engaged in reproving and correcting the world. And guess what? That world includes us, not just those who reject Jesus outright. We may not reject him blatantly, but we sure know how to do it subtly. As our monastery chaplain likes to remind us, do our lives show that we believe in the resurrection? Do our actions witness to the graces of the new life given to us? Or do we refuse the Spirit's invitation to conversion and stay entrenched in our selfishness? One of the highlights of the Feast of Pentecost for me is the singing of the Veni Creator Spiritus, the Pentecost sequence, which I consider the Holy Spirit's mission condensed and put to poetry. The end of the sequence, in my opinion, says it all. Through you may we the Father know, through you the Eternal Son, and you the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, and to the risen Son. The same to you, O Paraclete, while endless ages run. Amen.